Hello, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm going to begin the podcast with a reading from Sri Sri Anandamurti's discourse entitled The Four Kinds of Service. What should a person do? Life is a mission. I have said that human life is an ideological flow. That is, human life is a mission. Life itself is a mission. One's very existence is a mission. Atma mokshartang jagat hitayacha. Whatever one is to do for atma moksha, for his or her own liberation, and for the elevation of the entire world, elevation of the entire human society. One is to do both these things. That is, these two things are one's mission. Atma mokshartang. Now, you know, everything is moving in this world. It will have to move. And suppose a person says, no, I won't move. Even then, he or she cannot remain stationary. He or she will have to move downwards. So you should try to move upwards. Otherwise, you will have to move downwards, because nothing in this world is fixed. Nothing in this world is stationary. Everything is moving. Everything moves. If you do not move this way up, then you have to move this way down. So atma mokshartam. Whatever one is to do for his or her own moksha. Moksha means non-qualified liberation. Then, jagat hitayacha. A person is doing everything for his or her own spiritual elevation, own liberation, for complete emancipation. That he or she is doing for his or her liberation is well and good, but is he or she not a selfish person? Whatever one is doing for one's own liberation, but one is not doing for anything for others. You say, is it not a fact? The person is selfish. So while one is doing something for one's own liberation, one is to serve others also. And how is one to serve others? The best service is vipracitta seva, or intellectual service. You know, seva, that is service, services of four kinds. Shudracitta seva is serving with your physical body, rendering physical service, rendering medical service. Service rendered by a shudra is shudracitta service. Then, kshatriyacitta, or marshals, service is security service, helping the weak. Then, vaishyacitta seva, economic service, is relief work, feeding the poor, helping the needy. Then, viprachitta seva is preaching morality, preaching the ideology, doing dharma prachara, or spiritual propagation. They are all viprachitta seva. Now, the best seva, all sevas are of equal standard, but the result of vipracitta seva is a permanent nature, while the results of the other three sevas, shudracitta, kshatriyacitta, and vaishyacitta, are of temporary nature, not less important, but of temporary nature. For a hungry man, what will be the best seva? To feed him. That seva will not be of permanent nature, but for the time being, it will be the most valuable seva. If a man is hungry, if he is crying, if he is dying, will you say to him, just do half bath and start your meditation? No, no, no. Give him food. Yes, it has got temporary importance, but vipracitta seva is of permanent importance. That is why it is called the best seva. Now, all these four items come within the scope of hita, or welfare. That is why it has been said, jagat hitayacha. Jagat means world. Hita means benevolent service. So whatever you are to do, you are to do for your own liberation. Atma mokshartam, then jagat hitayacha, for the hita of the jagat. Hita includes all four sevas, shudracitta, kshatriyacitta, vaishyacitta, and vipracitta. But you should remember that vipracitta seva is of permanent nature. So A good person should follow this principle, that his or her life is for the self-realization and the welfare of the universe. Atma mokshartam jagat hitayacha. This is a discourse that was given on December 18th, 1971 in Patna, India, and it's published in the Ananda Vachanamritam Part 30 by Ananda Marga Publications. This discourse, which I just read, really encapsulates what a person should do with his or her life, how we should occupy our time in this short sojourn on this planet Earth. And so what is it? Atma mokshartam jagat hitayacha. So we should spend all of our time improving ourselves so that we can liberate ourselves. That's what the first part of that is all about, liberation of the self, liberation of the soul. And we should also serve this universe, serve this world. We should work for the welfare of this world. This is what a human being is to do. This is part of the human dharma. And one important aspect of that is seva, of service. And oftentimes there is a misunderstanding of even the word service. A business, which is, they say, we've been serving the people for 60 years. They haven't been doing service, they're doing business. Because business is when you give some good or something, and then you expect something in return. But service is unilateral, we just give, we don't expect anything in return. And he mentioned that there are four kinds of service. A service of the physical type, where we use our body to help people, we lift heavy things and we help people, or we can serve through providing economic help to people, or we can provide even security, protection of the weak, or we can give spiritual service, intellectual service. He mentioned that the intellectual and spiritual service is of viprachitta seva, is the service of the highest category. But highest only in the sense that the ultimate aim and goal and the ultimate result of that kind of service is to liberate a person so that there's no more service ever required again. So that's why it's called service of a permanent nature. And all the other services that we can provide are always temporary, even though we may prevent someone from being homeless or from being thirsty or hungry, but that kind of relief will always be subject to the change of this world. This world is always undergoing change. So you may be secure today and you may have all the food that you need, but tomorrow you may be in need of food and someone may have to help you. So those kinds of services are transitory or temporary in their effect. So that, and only in that sense, they're a little bit different from the service of the spiritual nature. But we have to evaluate what kind of service we have to give. So he gave the example of a person who is hungry. So for the person who is hungry, then we should give food, not give a lecture on spiritual philosophy or instruction in meditation and yoga. This is secondary. And that's why the yogi Ramakrishna once said, he said, to a hungry man, a piece of bread is God. To a hungry man, a piece of bread is God. So for that hungry person, we should provide food first and not a lecture. And I know that there are some places where organizations feed the homeless or the hungry, and those hungry people have to listen to a sermon or a service first, and then they get the food. But can you imagine if your insides are aching for food and someone is giving a lecture to you, you're probably not thinking about that lecture or that spiritual subject, but you're thinking of the food. So we should provide the food first and And then after, if anybody's interested to know about the spiritual path, then yes, you can supply that information. But so each case has its service, which is needed at the proper time, and that service is the best service. But the service of the permanent nature, the spiritual service, is the highest, in that if it succeeds, then there's no need for any other kind of service. Now, this subject of service is really important. He mentioned another, there's another little passage, part of that passage, where he says that if a person is doing spiritual work and not serving the society, is not that person selfish? So that's the paradox. We're practicing yoga, meditation, eating good food, and we're trying to liberate ourselves, but there's a certain selfishness in this. Even though in the spiritual path, one of the biggest jobs is to surmount the ego, but yet when we're only focusing on our spiritual practice and not serving, our ego is there, and we're selfish in that sense. And that's why one of the things which I found on the spiritual path is that when I really serve people, and I forget about my own self, and that's what service is all about, when you think about the needs of others and you're not thinking about your own needs, when I forget about my own self, then I sit down to do meditation, it really comes on easier and stronger and with more effect. And the reason for that is very simple. The biggest obstacle on the spiritual path is our ego. We're thinking of ourself. If you meditate, what are you thinking about? Many thoughts come in your mind. Many, 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 many thoughts. But all those thoughts resolve around you, around me. So if we can only suspend that preoccupation with our own ego, if we could suspend that even for a second, then we will experience bliss, the soul, in its pure form. But our problem is that we're always occupied with ourselves. So service is one of the means that where we can forget about our own needs and think about the needs of others. So this is why it has a very high place in the total effort to liberate ourselves. And it's part of the human dharma. So to summarize, dharma, which I've explained in a few other podcasts, is it begins with the expansion, which is called vistara. We have to expand ourselves from out. We think right now, I'm here, I'm stuck in this bag of skin and bones, and I'm 5'8", and I weigh 100 and something pounds, and like that, and my age is such and such, as it says so on my birth certificate. But this is not our complete self. And when we do meditation, spiritual practice, we're trying to expand our concept of self until it becomes one with the whole supreme consciousness, which is a huge expansion from a little bag of skin and bones to the eternal supreme consciousness, a huge expansion. And as we expand, what happens? It becomes a little bit enjoyable. We flow with the cosmic wind, the cosmic rhythm, and that's something enjoyable. And that's called the rasa. And we think then, in that instance, not my individual or my petty will, let the will of that supreme entity be carried out. And that's a beautiful experience. And then, as we march further on this, we're floating now on this spiritual path, what happens? We feel a deep love for others that are all around us, and that's why we want to serve. So this is the components of spirituality. And a spiritual person reaches that state of wanting to serve. It's part of the spiritual practice. And of course, if someone is engaged in this expansion and flow and service and diligently is engaged, then the result is ensconcement or establishment in the merger with the Supreme Consciousness. So this is how I look at this discourse on the four kinds of seva, four kinds of service. It's really a huge part of being a human being, and especially if we consider ourselves walking on the spiritual path, it's a huge part of the spiritual path. So thank you all for listening.